Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth on the loose, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the beat of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warning from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my stars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write. Because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad. And I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste. Or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitcher Magic, rhythm in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Alrighty, and I'm back. And it's Ninja Sunday, and it's kind of stormy up here. I'm trying to pay attention to my little cat, Rocky. He's being all kind of crazy. I don't know if it's the weather and all, but come here. Come here, little guy. Come here. I think he wants me to play with him. What's this little stick thing? What's the little stick thing? Huh? All right, how about a string? You want to play a string? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, little boo-boo. Get him up on the bed. Okay, I got you a string, okay? All right. All right, butterballs. Okay, can I do my show? Can I do my show? Hey, Jackie. Huh? Hey, Rocky. Okay? All right. All right, getting right into it. I wonder how everybody's Sunday's going. It's Ninja Sunday. I think I need more coffee like usual. I'm just going to get right into the promo up in here. Now, I could have sworn I put that on my Facebook page. Where is it? Okay, here it is. Bringing it up. The Sarah Joy Foundation is our way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah, last year, did more travel and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking,
golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast, the list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed in four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. Through raising money, we'd like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we had before she passed. It's amazing what a day in the spa could do or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer doesn't mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, or the flowers in the spring. We'll be organizing fundraisers in all kinds, shapes, and sizes. And if anybody wants to actually donate to the Sarah Joy Foundation, all donations will be greatly appreciated. And this is actually not something that will be something to cure cancer, but to help families that are, you know, dealing with terminal cancer. Maybe help pay some bills or for an outing and such. And there's going to be more and more fundraisers as time goes by. Another thing I wanted to bring up, the Traditions T-shirt is Dawn the Dragon Wilson's company. So if anybody wants to check that out, it's Traditions, T-R-A-D-I-T-I-O-N-Z. And I posted it on my Facebook page, so if anybody wants to check it out, and if you like dragons and such, there's actually dragons T-shirts for the whole family, not just for men and kids, but for women too. So please do check that out. I'll be playing some music and such on my show today. I'm trying to see who should I play first. Let's see. I am now going to play Ancient Sage. My friend Rick Didham, who actually was from New Zealand, who I had on my show, shine on me, and I'll be back.
Shine on me, God, shine on me. Straight out of the 1920s, a goddess of the silver era. I fell in love with you. Before we were introduced, come on, baby, let's go and blow them all away. Shine on me, gotta shine. with you. Before we were introduced, you gotta walk this way and tell me the same.
Shine on me, gotta shine. If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
I gotta get this money, that's all I know. I'm blowing out, girl, cause I'm so
fly.
I know, oh, you don't know no one
like me.
It might be that I'm so, oh, close to the ground and I'm down here dealing with real life. It make me wanna take you by the hand like, just as quick as your clothes, I'll take you higher. Baby, just so you know, I'm a rider. And if I'm on the road, you know I'm thinking about you till I fly back home. I'm telling you, I wanna be the
kind of guy
that I always wanna be there for you. Go through the stormiest weather just so we can be together.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
Let you hold my hand, I will let you go almost anywhere if you wanna go far. Cloud nine, only for the night, you look good and I wanna make you mine, but about time, I gotta catch a flight, I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up,
time's up.
I guess you out of luck, girl. I'll be back
and we can travel the world,
cause baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I can put you under my wings.
If I can fly, if I can fly, I spread my wings out.
I'm unbreakable. said. And they say that I can't, and they say that I crack. Through the lights of too much on the mountaintop. Well, you lived in the dark for so long, I'm just tan. I look better with a glow. I'm unbreakable.
I'm unbreakable.
That was Cardiac featuring Laura Lee. I'll be playing more songs, reading some stuff on my hub pages. And I don't think you guys could hear this, but Jackie Chan Kitty's laying on my lap. Can you hear this? If you hear a brrrr or something, it's like, brrrr, it's a cat. I don't think you can hear it, but she actually is purring on my lap. I'm getting right to some of my hub pages here. And if anybody wants to call in, you can feel free, 347-989-1473. I'm going to play a couple of more music today. It is actually a shorter show without when I don't have a guest on. It actually is a shorter show. So I'm going to bring up this something I wrote on my hub pages. Sometimes I love animals more than I love people. Prime purpose in this life is to help others, and if you can't help them, at least don't hurt them. And I just love fur babies. Sometimes a good cuddle with my fur babies are nice. Yes, I'm going to sound like a crazy cat lady, but I cannot help myself. I love animals, plain and simple. I know we're supposed to put human beings before animals, but I do not know if I agree with that always. If something that's so little can give me so much joy, how can that be wrong? So yes, I admit I'm a crazy cat woman, but only have two cats, so I am not sure if I can apply for the label. Well, two is quite enough. I do love all animals and dogs. Yeah, the two kitties I have is a handful, but I love them. There are days where I can lay and have both of my kitties curled up with me watching films. How very calming and quiet the time during these cuddle sessions can be. I know a lot of people love animals and own different types, and I say more love to the people with animals. But I honestly think it might be the other way around when we think animals might need us when we might need them. I hear a lot of times people say how much they hate people and prefer animals over people any day. I think in society of me, in this present age, sometimes animals just look for some food and affection from us. I do know dogs tend to be loyal, and petting them leads to calming people's nerves. Well, in a way, that is the same thing with my kitties. I see videos of and such about animal abuse, and I know there is people abuse too, which there really is no need for. Even as I'm writing this on hub pages, my two kitties are around me. I cannot even go into the bathroom because they need to know where I am. Even in the shower, my kitties want to know what is behind the shower curtain with the water running. Here, I always thought kitties were afraid of water, where hence I have kitties that want to jump in the shower. They have two fur balls, but are different, but still crave affection of my love. I cannot help myself. I just love animals. It's so hard to hear about the abuse of animals, and in this whole world, how could we save all of them? The best answer I think of, in our own place, our community, at least we could do a little bit of our own part, and the animals we own, at least those animals are safe, warm, loved, and are fed. I gotta admit, sometimes I think of feeding my kids before me, and yes, I know that sounds crazy, but I love them very much. The funny times when I use a laser pointer and the kitties see a red dot, it is quite entertaining to see them chase it, and all they do is sit there and wave the laser pointer.
Maybe it's just silly to say that I love animals sometimes more than people. I mean, I know animals and wild animals, well, you can't say they destroy the earth as much as people have. Sometimes I think some of the things we do to the earth, people and animals, really makes me think how much more we are animals than animals really are. Of course, I'm not going to own any wild animals because have kitties? Well, they are a handful. In reality, of owning a tiger, you need to need some sort of reservation, and to have a tiger, which is really a kitty that is like 50 times the size of my kitties. Let me just say that if two small fur balls are this much of a handful, I can only imagine what two tigers could be like. I just think it is a blessing for any human being to have any animal in their life, whether it is a dog or a cat or any animal at all. Animals do add to our lives, and I think may help us to stay younger and calm our nerves. I know there are some programs that even take animals to hospitals and elderly homes, and it seems to light up people a lot. Of course, animals in a way are kind of like furry children, because you still have to take care of them. Sometimes they can cause a little bit of mischief in our lives, but we still love them. Like, for example, my younger kitty. When I first got him last year, he would launch himself at the curtains and swing at them. He also would eat my shower curtains. So, of course, like a little kid, I had to train him and work with him not to have him keep doing it. It was every day, or when I bought a new shower curtain right in the shower, he would go and just attack the shower curtain. But now that he's a little bit older, he has stopped. Of course, we cannot compare animals to people, but in a way, animals, if anybody owns them, can tell you that animals are indeed part of the family, and they count as part of the family. I'm happy to have always had an animal be part of my life. Yeah, I think this is the third time I might be saying this, but sometimes I honestly love animals way more than people. Animals have always brought much happiness in my life. I think throughout my life, I'm always going to have one around me. We say that we save animals, but honestly, I think the truth is, it is the other way around. Animals actually really save us. Maybe that sounds strange, but in a strange way, it kind of is the truth. Well, what can I say? I'm always going to be an animal lover. Okay, next, if anybody wants to call, it's 347-989-1473. 347-989-1473. Yes, Jackie. All right, I have to call this. Cut that out. Stop that. Good. All right, well, what's the next one I wanted to read? Bring this up and play some more music. Okay, this one's up. Never lower your standards and never ever settle for less than you're worth. When you settle, what you get is beneath you. Never lower your standards. In this world, none of us are perfect. I am always the first one to say I'm imperfectly perfect. We all have our flaws. We have made mistakes, but remember your past. Bad mistakes are just learning experiences. And if you do have a learning experience, just remember never to do it again. I learned never to settle and has brought grand happiness in my life. I had once settled and it was the biggest mistake in my life. No woman should ever have to settle for what her self-worth is. Wait, before you make the biggest mistake in your life, well, you do learn from your mistakes. I know, I repeat. But you know something? There's a big, huge world out there, and life is about discovering yourself. Follow your path, you know what your path is, and it's into your heart and soul. Not to run, but you know you must follow your path. If you don't follow your path, you'll regret it for the rest of your life. You just have to take the bull by the horns and hang on to one hell of a ride. I can't tell you how to follow your path. It's just a feeling you get inside and try not to stray from it. Well, I did a few times, but let me say, basically I've been staying on it for so many years now. I learned not to settle, and you know what happened? I was able to find the most brilliant people who have helped push me. That indeed is a gift from God. Let me mention one thing. I will not push what I believe in my heart about my beliefs about God, and I won't condemn someone if they believe in something different than myself. Too bad many people weren't more open-minded and kind-hearted to think like this. If you really think about it, excuse me, God is supposed to create all living things. Do you think God really want any of us to sit and point fingers at another and tell people they are bad because they are different than we are? The answer is no. Basically, we should learn to coexist somehow. Maybe we could all learn from each other, and maybe that even helped to expand our path and to grow with each other. I know not a lot of people will think like I am, but my mind was opened up so long ago, and I keep continuing to educate myself with people with the knowledge to pass on to me. In that return, I can pass it on to others also. Sometimes you learn through people and not just in schools. You learn through life and real love. You can find people that are real and not fake, and believe me, you find those people that are good, your life will become golden too. Okay, I want to see... who am I up playing next? Well, I gotta type something up here. Let's see. My film brother, Jay Giannotti. Okay, I'm gonna post this.
playing live on the air a man who inspires me so very much, a film brother, Jay Giannone, with his song Inspiration. Don't forget to catch him working with Johnny Depp in the film Black Mass. Okay, so I'm going to post that on my Facebook page. Okay, is it going on? It's something with the weather. It's really kind of screwy here, but anyway, going to play Inspiration by Jay Giannone, and I'll be back.
Saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate, so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the DRE. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 and M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Pac and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip hop, it's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is defined, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, what can happen if you grind? I'ma eat off rhyme, my time to shine. No more sideline, I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.
You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack fit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user need a pad. Never could have kicked a habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps, give me chills. I'm the truth on the loose, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Worn from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitcher Magic, rhythm in the fam, and every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold, for the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life, and I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
All righty, I'm back. Once again, that's Sacrifice with Back for Y'all, Homeboy, back home in Boston. I'm reading one more thing before I end the show, and I will be getting guests for my show. But the other one, I want to thank people very much. Something I've written on my hub pages, I repinned it to my Pinterest page, and people just pin it every day. And it's actually about a favorite film of mine, The Crow. And it's something, I love the character, Brandon Lee, ever be in my heart, The Crow. Even though they do want to remake it and such. I mean, Mark DePascos did a great job, did a really great job in the TV series. And what I do believe, hold on for 1 second. I'm trying to untie this cord. What are you doing, Jackie Chan? Kitty, 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 kitty. Okay. Just something I wrote, and just people have just been repinning it. And I actually love dressing up as a costume character. I went to the Port Con yesterday in Maine, and I dressed up. I just threw on my red dress, but I actually kind of ripped it. I had some fun there, but it got so hot there. Anyway, a favorite film of mine, The Crow. The Crow, can't rain all the time. The remake will not be the same. It's getting closer to that time of year again, Halloween. So you know when I kind of wrote this. Granted, I get to dress up for more things than most people, but I love dressing up as the Crow. It has been years since Brenton Lee has passed away, and there was two other Crow films, which I believe really didn't do so good. Maybe the other two actors just couldn't reach the stamina that Brandon Lee could, and while I guess if you are the son of the legend Bruce Lee, you might possibly have some great genes passed on to you. I gotta admit, whoever put the kid from the Terminator film in it as the Crow in the film did a horrible job in casting. But maybe because he was a named actor and more into doing more films at the time, possibly the reason he could have been picked. But then again, who am I to say? I dressed up many years as The Crow myself and enjoy it. I guess hearing that they want to remake The Crow over or do something of a follow-up to The Crow from many years ago, possibly following where Brandon Lee left off, was seriously be a sheer abomination. But so many remake after remake, we know will be inevitable no matter how much true Crow fans will want to petition this abomination. But you got to admit, the two guys that did cast in the second and third one are probably nowhere to be really found today. And maybe that was almost like some weird curse that doomed their acting career after that. I think the only one that did a decent job of playing The Crow after that was another martial artist, Mark Dacascos. Mark actually did the TV series. I think someday I will have to have a marathon of that show, but I don't remember how long it lasted. It's been a while. Yes, I know someone is probably going to bring the death about Brandon, which indeed was no mystery. It really was just an accident. People that were working on the set got real bullets, cleaned them out, but also there was a piece stuck in the chain or somewhere in the gun. So when the gun was set off and fired it struck Brandon. When Brandon got hit, people thought he was joking around, so no one realized that Brandon was really hurt. Sometimes imagine how it would have been like if Brandon was still around. Maybe the second or third film would have been a lot better, but then again, Brandon might have only wanted to do just one film and move on because I think he was looking to grow with different characters and wanted to make it on his own in this world. I remember seeing The Crow in the theaters, and to this day, I'm still kind of in shock that Brandon passed away. Brandon was indeed a very talented and soulful artist that I could have seen him grow in a lot of films. I think when The Crow was still in the making, CG effects was still kind of brand new, so they had to try and finish the film with a double in special effects, which I do believe they did a wonderful job with. Go figure, it's kind of a weird love story where after death, love still lasts. Brandon's character, Eric and Oliver Shelley. Okay, so I can't help myself for me. I get goosebumps when I hear the name Shelley when watching Brandon Lee. So go figure, fall in love with the love story, Brandon and Shelley, which they will be reunited after Brandon's done with what he has to do on this earth, and that is right the wrongs here. Actually, yes, I do know it's Eric, but come on. Give me some fun here, okay? Of course, I'm a little sentimental in that engagement ring that Eric gives to Shelley. I would so love to get that ring once again. Can't help it because it's called Shelley's ring. I actually looked it up and I can have it made. I think it would be a nice reminder of a favorite film of mine. I think also I would love to get a Crow tattoo. Silly as it sounds, what can I say? Just love the film that much. I think through transformation of what Eric had to go through, it is kind of like how some of us go through transformations ourselves. And my thing is moving by itself here. I don't know. I'm having a little bit of problem with my thing pulling this up, transformation ourselves. Sometimes we do have to die to kind of be reborn again. We all go through pain and tribulations, but just like the Crow, we can go through things and obstacles and survive. Many of us are indeed survivors in what we have gone through in life, and maybe that is why I also like film. Even through Eric, it's kind of like the anti-hero. I still love, love, love the Crow. I still can't see the Crow really being remade because I honestly think when Brandon Lee died, that is when the Crow really died. I do know that some of the actors from the film did go on to act in other films and become successful in their own way. I wonder what Brandon Lee would think of the film, The Crow, in which it would have such an impact on so many people's lives that not only myself but others dress up in honor of the Crow. I'd love to do a Crow tribute film someday, but I would have to be really selective on who I would cast as the Crow. But then someone would truly have to understand the character, that is for sure. People making fan films all the time, so I don't think it is that impossible to make a fan film, especially since I truly have an understanding of the character Eric and his transformation of the Crow and inner depths of a little bit of our darker side that helps us to remain strong and helps us survive while having values to stand up for what is right and what is wrong, the Crow. Okay, let's see. My last thing, I got to... Okay, what is going on here? It's frozen. Ay. Okay, I'm trying to grab... Here we go. Okay, I'm trying to... See, sometimes with the storm up here in Maine, it just freezes my computer sometimes. Okay, let's try to bring this up now. Come on. Just trying to bring this up. Why is this not popping up? Yeah, it's really weird, this whole thing. Just trying to
He's over 68,000 people on his page. This is going to be a future guest. Just waiting for his page to pop up. I don't know why he's doing this. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, come on. Oh, my dear Lord. Come on. Doing is so slow. Oh, my Rana Mia. Come on. Okay, let's be a little bit more slower, shall we? Okay. Is that correct? Did I look it up right? Let me see. I just want to go back to make sure I'm posting the right 692,000 people. Okay. All right. So let's see. Future guest who now has over 692,000 people on his page. Angelo Garcia. Is gathering quite a following. And his song, Delusion of Grandeur, basically, was out my show. It indeed will be a good show. Okay, let me pop this up, post this. All right. Well, everybody, thank you so much for hanging in there and listening to the Shelly Nunchuk Show. I will be getting more and more guests on my show, working very hard at things. I'm closing the show out with Delusions of Grandeur by Angelo Garcia, and I hope everybody just have a really great, wonderful Ninja Sunday. Everybody, thanks for the support. Have a good day.
You shady fiends, tawdry bogus lies. all the wiser I know. So, it's time for me to let you go.
You thought that I was weak,